Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah, chapters 13 to 15. Tasting the goodness of God through His word. We read in Jeremiah chapter 15 verse number 16 like this, the words of the prophet Jeremiah. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. The prophet Jeremiah was exhausted from the barrage of opposition that he had encountered in his ministry and naturally felt frustration mixed with self-pity. It was during these moments that he found God's word as a joy and rejoicing of his heart. As soon as God's words came to the prophet, he eagerly received these words and internalized them. What this means is that the prophet allowed the meaning of God's word to become a reality in his life. The result was that the prophet started feeling inner joy in abundance as he recalled that he belonged to God and was being addressed as his servant by his powerful name. Bacon has once made the statement, some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and a few to be chewed and digested. The prophet Jeremiah experienced God's word as sweet and delightful to taste. This was also the experience of the prophet Ezekiel very early in his ministry, as he described his experience about literally eating the scroll that contained God's word. And these were his words. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. In another biblical passage, God describes his word as honey from the rock that would have satisfied the Israelites daily had they partaken from it. In our relationship with God, we can go through various activities like prayer, singing, and fellowship. But it is only when we internalize God's word through reading, reflecting, meditating, and digesting it through prayer that we can truly taste the goodness of God. King David experienced the goodness of God in such a way that he wrote in Psalms 34 verse 8 like this, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us be clear that there is nothing as wonderful as to taste, savor, experience, and partake from God's word, as only His word will satisfy, nourish, transform, and ultimately delight our hearts. We can taste the goodness of God by tasting His words. Let us taste the good word of God today and join with the psalmist in declaring, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.